Blog Talk Radio.
Radio has changed our lives and possibly saved our lives.
This is your boy, King Edward Undead, and today we are celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Day. If I'm not mistaken, it's his birthday today? Am I right? It's Martin Luther King's birthday? This is the guy who had a dream that one day the niggers were going to be with the crackers, and the crackers were going to be with the niggers. I guess that's basically what it was like. And his dream came true. Thanks to Lyndon B. Johnson. You gotta thank that motherfucker. Didn't he? I'm sure he passed the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and then, you know, things were passed. Honestly, I don't have too many thoughts on the holiday, as you might be able to tell, but all I know is that we celebrate our, I believe we call it diversity. And we come together and sing in harmony. I don't know, it's just a day that we accept all races. Johnson, the only good thing was integration. He grabbed us into, oh yeah, he did. I forgot about that. In the Viet fucking Nam. And then I guess there was another one in 1968. I don't know, man. All I know is, you know, we all pay our respects to Martin Luther King. He was a great guy, I'll be honest. The guy knew how to do some speeches. I mean, but I think there was another badass guy that could have actually done the exact same thing, except his words. I can't remember what his name was, but he was more badass. But I thought maybe he could affect the community too, but he really didn't do much. I don't know. I don't have too many thoughts. If you guys really have thoughts on it or just have some other topic, call 347-855-8578. Again, the number to call is 347-855-8578. We have a 347 area code on here, by the way. You're on the air.
Hey, King Ed Undead, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you? Who is this?
It's Raldi, dude.
Hey, Raldi, what's up?
Man, well, I'm like, you know, Ghost really did decide not to show up. I'm like, wow. I thought he was joking about the whole not showing up for MLK thing, but I guess it has come to pass.
Yes, it has. And he called himself a trans black or something like that.
Yeah, pretty much.
That was pretty... Wow. So here comes the trans nigger jokes.
Boy,
that's
going to
be interesting. Oh, boy.
The funny thing is, I'm not even offended, but I probably have friends who probably will be. Or they will be if they listen to CCR. If they listen to
yeah.
what they don't.
But as you know, everyone's a little racist sometimes. But, you know, Ghost always says, oh, I'm not a racist. But in reality, everyone's a racist, you know, in a way.
I mean, here's the thing. Like, the thing with Ghost is he claims he isn't, but he even gets some of the stereotypes all wrong. And I don't know. Fuck. Apparently, freaking according to... Freaking according to Ghost, Dominicans eat squid, which it's almost kind of true, but whatever.
We eat cheeseburgers. We eat nice, juicy cheeseburgers. That's what we eat. But yeah, anyways, I'll put you on mute. I'm surprised Ghost did not do a show today. I was expecting him to do it, but I guess he needs a little break, you know. And good job on calling out that one guy. He could be the Cleveland caller, but he could be lying his ass off. You never know. You never know. 863, what's going on?
Hey, Ed, it's Edna here. I need you to come over to my house and change my diaper. Also, give me some smokes.
Jesus Christ, Edna. I don't want to change your fucking diaper. That's disgusting. That is absolutely... Oh. That's disgusting. Oh, Martin Luther King had a dream, then the white man shot it down. You're right, man. But don't you worry, there was something that happened, you know? I mean, if Martin Luther King were still living and, you know, he saw what was going on with all these people with, you know, what was going on, how every black person became ghettofied, then he would see how much of a mess that was made without him. Thanks to the Straight Outta Compton peoples. So anyways, we got a 111 caller on here. What's going on?
Quit your bitching, nigger, and just let things be. You're messing up big time, take it from with your bitchin' nigger, or you'll get your due. Call the Ku Klux Klan, but come a-callin' on you.
Well, that's not appropriate for Martin Luther King Day. We're supposed to be equal today. Today is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We're supposed to be living in harmony. All the brown, black, white, and purple people are supposed to be all coming together in harmony. And also all the Ching Chong Ling Longs and all the click, click, clack, clacks all coming together as well. And all the Aribas. Yeah, I'm being a racist here. But anyways, we got a new 111 caller. What's going on?
Hey, King Ed Undead. Once again, Raldi here. And I know how you were talking about that one guy. That one guy who was calling up Ghost. Let's make a few things clear.
Yeah.
The guy calling him up on Friday, talking about pizza, you know, Haitian pizza, he was using a throwaway number, so the number doesn't have anything to do with it anymore. But he may or may not be the Cleveland... he's probably not the Cleveland troll. So now we've got two problems on his hands.
Suspension. He
might
be doing it for
a...
He did what?
So now, the TCR community has two problems on its hands.
Yes. What are the two problems?
That's unfortunate. The two problems are that freaking asshat who called up talking about Pizzagate, and the other one who's constantly calling up with this stupid Cleveland Brown bullshit.
Yeah,
so I'm glad you brought
that.
Basically,
what's going on, I feel like this is like an operation to like end Ghost show or something. Or just end Radio Graffiti or do something to affect the show.
Ghost is probably, you know, if some fucking bullshit happens again with someone like this calling or another retarded-ass Cleveland show caller, I'm just speculating here. Ghost might end Radio Graffiti for good.
Possibly, because it's starting to suck.
That's not completely out of the realm of possibilities as far as CCR is concerned.
Yeah, I'm sure it will die out. I feel like it's in its dying stage, so that's what could possibly happen.
No, I think the show is probably going to continue on. He's probably just going to cut off Radio Graffiti. That's probably the only thing he's probably going to end up doing in some way to affect this whole show. Now, I'm not saying he should. I'm saying he's probably going to.
Yeah. He's possibly going to cut off Radio Graffiti, and that's one possibility. Another possibility is him no longer taking anonymous callers. I mean, people have to call up with real numbers or just hide, like, getaway numbers or, like,
Here's the problem, though. The freaking asshat who called up talking about Pizzagate, he was neither using an anon number, nor was he using his own number. He was using a Google Hangouts throwaway number. So that doesn't help the situation either.
Did you guys, like, send messages or something, or did you end up finding a real number?
Nobody sent messages to him. We just found out about another Discord server that he used to frequent, and we spoke to apparently Cody over here in the chat, he spoke to the big owner of the server that this guy used to frequent.
Wow. Okay. And I guess he had made his admissions, and, you know, I'm sure he was scared shitless, you know. And it seemed like some rogue trolls, I think, were calling up on my show, because I've needed to talk about something with you, Raldi. It seems like somebody took Twiley's number, or I don't know. It was a 323 area code. It might have been, it could be a secret number. But someone took Twiley's number. And I'm getting really suspicious about a guy by the name of Taco Supreme Radio. He kind of is he's pretty rude
that
in the
name
chat.
I've never heard. That name before.
Yeah, because it's just a random name on my chat room. I want to see if I can find him. Next time he comes in, I'm kicking him out. He's not coming back on my chat room. He might call in sometimes, but he's not coming back and being rude to me, man. I mean, I get trolling, but don't, like, try to badmouth me. Let's see. He's not in here. All I have is I'm a communist and a blackjack capitalist, a.k.a. Scarlet
Moon.
You
don't have to say those names, man. Damn.
Yeah,
wow,
I know, man. I'm not a communist.
You didn't have to say the name.
Okay, man. It's fine.
Shit like that is exactly why Ghost is saying, you know, I'm not going to say that shit, you know. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
People like that. But yeah, this guy, Taco Supreme Radio, is that what you call him?
Yeah, and he started talking shit to me.
Well, you're going to have to ask him about the whole Twiley shit, and if he admits to it, you know, kick him. If he denies, you know, make sure he's not fucking lying if he's denying it, but...
Well, he recently he's trying to take things really far on the chat because he's claiming that I stole his identity as well, kind of like a certain somebody that I've known before, but... And I'm thinking that this guy's not even on Discord because I kept asking people if they were Taco Supreme Radio or who was who, and I guess no one fessed up to being Taco Supreme Radio.
That is a name that I haven't heard. Now, I've never heard it in the 2011, 2012 Radio Graffitis. I haven't heard it in, you know, the Return. I still haven't heard it now. So I can't. I really don't have much to help you when it comes to that.
Yeah.
But we'll try to talk about it within this chat room, this huge Discord that we're all in now.
It says, Eddie hates niggers. No, I don't. I'm not. I like black people. And then it says, Shattered Dreams Day. Oh, you mean Drew McIntyre? Or, no, Goldust or whoever?
Which reminds me, it's Monday night.
Oh, it is. We have to watch Raw. I'm gonna try to find a live stream of that. Should we just like do like live reactions and stuff?
Pretty much we do that usually. I haven't been on for a couple of weeks now, but I'll get on tonight.
Yeah, I'm sure I'll do that. Get on to like Discord. Oh, we should get into that one wrestling group.
That's the plan.
We should all watch the same stream, and then, like, I have to find, like, a good stream, and then we can watch it on that.
That's fair. But, yeah, we're just going to be on that same server at about, I guess, an hour and 45 minutes. So, yeah.
So now I'm a communist is saying Eddie is a big fan of Adolf Hitler. I'm not a big fan of Adolf Hitler. But I do like
it's MLK Day, dude. Shut that Hitler crap up.
Yeah, definitely. It's MLK Day. Like, I don't know why we're talking about Adolf Hitler. It's not Adolf Hitler's birthday. It's not 20.
Here's my issue. If you want to pull that shit on TCR, yes. And pull that shit on some other day. Not on King Edward. Not today.
Yeah, this is just I'm a communist. I'm trying to look for Taco Supreme Radio. Usually he's, like, late for the broadcast sometimes. He was there on Sunday, and tell that spick to go cut grass. Tell that spick to go cut grass or eat a taco. Oh, Jesus.
What are you talking about? What are y'all talking about?
I'm a communist is saying it. He's trying to diss us, me. That's not nice.
This is what you get when you're hosting a show. You get people talking shit in the chat room. You get people talking shit in the fucking chat room. You get people talking shit about the freaking serious callers like myself. You get people talking shit. That's all you fucking get.
It's basically all you get. I think if you want to troll, you gotta be like very, very creative. See, I think I'm a communist is just setting an example. I do have respect for the guy, but the thing is that he's actually setting an example of what the guy was like. And I'm sure he was like that, but he was worse. He was, like, trying to get a little personal because he said, I fuck my dog, so that's kind of...
Wow! Yo, that's some shit you just don't fucking say, fam. That's some shit you don't say. Oh, and also for that guy who said that... Also, for the guy telling me to fucking cut grass or eat a taco, hey, dipshit, I'm not Mexican, you retard. All right?
I'm trying to remember. What? Wait, what?
I was born here, but I'm of Dominican descent. Just put it
Dominican.
That
out. So you're kind of. Yeah. I was born here, but I'm of German descent, and I am Americanized.
Yeah.
Also, I also have a little bit of Amish blood, so I'm kind of like on the side that left the Amish. The Mennonites. That they would call the guys that left the Amish Mennonites.
Anyway, man, if you want, you can... me off or, you know, have me on hold while somebody else is getting called up or it's all up to you.
Yeah.
It's your show, man. I'm not going to tell you how to run the show.
Okay, man. I'll put you on mute, okay, Roldy? Thank you very much. Thank you for talking with me and bringing in your thoughts on things. But let's see who else is up here. I don't know, man. 863, what's going on, man?
Hey, it's Edna again. I'm still waiting for you, sweetie.
Oh, get away from me, Edna, and take your 420 breath out of here. Actually, it's not 420. It's something else. I don't know. But take your smoky breath out of there. Out of here, I mean. 111, what's going on?
Sugar and I like tea, but I don't like niggers. No.
Again, it's MLK Day. We're trying to make it, we're trying to be a diverse peoples, okay? We're trying to come together in harmony as one human race. as Homo sapiens. That's where we're coming out as. We are trying to come together as Homo sapiens, man. I get why people bash on serious callers, but they aren't all equal. Some offer, yeah, you're really good, like trumping. Really good arguments, worth losing radio graffiti time over, while others just talk out the lines. See, some people just blame the serious callers for doing shit. Now, trumping capitalist is a guy I respect because he brings up a lot of insight on a lot of situations. You know, the WikiLeaks stuff. And he started his whole journey with the Ted Cruz stuff, and I loved that journey that he went on. And I still like making fun of Ted Cruz now.
Yeah, I'm Ted Cruz. I'm a lying Republican. I totally tell the truth. The internet's going to get shut down this year. And I'm telling the truth because I'm telling the truth.
No, you're not telling the truth, Ted. Yeah, G did kind of suck. He was pretty generic. He was kind of a watered-down character. He really didn't have personality. But here's the thing. G, he's a good friend if you get to know him more. I haven't talked to him in a while, but if you get to know G, you know what's up. Let's see if Roldy has anything to say. Do you have anything else to say?
Well, do we have any topics?
Well, topics? I don't know. I mean, honestly, I don't have any topics, but, the question is, do you have any topics?
Me, right now? I'm running on nothing right now. I was just waiting for you to, like, have something interesting so I can go off on it.
I'll put you on mute for this. So, all right. I don't know. I think Scarlett was talking about, yeah, I still feel really bad about what happened with Raiden Snake. Yeah, same thing. I felt like that was integrated by not just like Masked Pony, but Twiley Atkins. That was partially Twiley Atkins' fault, what happened to Raiden Snake. Let's see. He might not be Mexican, but he should still be catapulted over the wall. Oh, Jesus. Whoever I'm a communist is, oh, my God. Whoever you are, you're roasting Roldy right now. But does Roldy want to make a response to that, by the way? Hold up. Want to make a response to that?
Yo, first of all, I don't see anything he's roasting, supposedly roasting me with, so I don't really fucking count it as anything. I don't give a fuck.
Is being catapulted over the wall?
Hey, again, asshole. I was born here.
Exactly, you were born here.
No, here's my thing, though. Here's my fucking problem, though. I was born here, therefore I have every freaking right to freaking remain here. All right? And I'm betting he's going to say some shit about how I'm a fucking anchor baby or some other bullshit. Listen. I'm actually trying to freaking, you know, stick around here and actually, you know, work. You know, granted, you know, things haven't been easy, but I'm actually trying to freaking get work. All right, what are you doing? You're sitting up here, you know, trolling me just because I'm a freaking Hispanic. Like, what? What's your fucking problem, dude? It's fucking MLK Day. It's not the time for this shit.
It's MLK Day.
It's not the time or the place for this shit.
Exactly. We're all supposed to be diverse peoples, and we're supposed to be together in harmony as Homo sapiens.
Mind you, though, I also freaking voted, you know, Trump, so I don't know what the hell this guy's on about, talking about send him back, all right?
Yeah, they...
Y'all get no argument out of me. We just need to send back those who are not doing a damn thing. Those who aren't, you know, fucking working their asses off up here. That's all we need to freaking do.
That's exactly what we need to do. I mean...
Now, for those who are here, who have their card and who are freaking working, they deserve to freaking stay. But, you know, just because Trump has a freaking policy about how, oh, we need to take out all these people who are bringing drugs here, that doesn't give anyone the fucking right to be a racist, you know. It shouldn't be the fucking color of skin that they get sent back for. It's the content of character and the things that they're doing. Like, if they're freaking peddling drugs, whatever, fucking throw them catapult their asses. But
yes, Mexican cartel. They're the drug dealers. But yeah,
all I'm saying is don't lump all Hispanics in with the riffraff that, you know, does this shit. We're not all like this. And I know somebody's going to make fun of it. Hashtag not all. Just shut up.
Yeah, exactly, man. Anyways, I'm going to put you on mute for that. I do want to say that they say that there are people that smuggle drugs. You know what? Donald Trump was right. Now that I think about it, Donald Trump was right. There are Mexicans, some, not all, but some, that come to this country and actually smuggle drugs, and most of them are from the Mexican cartel. And, you know, because they're drug dealers, man, some of them are. And they would be considered criminals by stepping on foreign land. So, yeah, man. You don't want to do that. Anyways, 863, what's going on?
It's Edna once again. Now I'm starting to feel hungry. So I two number nine, a number nine large, a number six.
No, you are not getting an order. You're not going to get anything. This is not even a Burger King. This is King Edward Undead. And it's also Martin Luther King Day. It's not a Burger King. This is Martin Luther King Jr. Day with King Edward Undead. Excuse me. I'm having a Pepsi Wild Cherry to celebrate today. Anyways, 111, what's going on, man?
Nigger, nigger, tell them lies. Black face and bloodshot eyes. Crooked toes and crooked nose. That's the way a nigger goes. That's how he goes.
Nigger, 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 nigger. Niggers, 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 niggers. Okay. All right. We need to be diverse. We need no more racism, all right? We need to stop being racists. We need to be a one human race, a Homo sapien nation. One nation under God, man. One nation under God. That's all we need. That's all we fucking need. So anyways, if anyone else wants to call up, we have like 2 minutes till the after show. Call 347-855-8578. Again, that number to call is 347-855-8578. Also, make sure to spread this show around with your friends. Make sure to know when King Edward Undead is live with Dead City Radio. Like, whether it be Dead City Radio with King Edward Undead, Soda Battles with King Edward Undead, or True Penguin Radio with Peter the Penguin, or, at rare occasions, Real Talk with Jacob Green, make sure to remind your friends that they are live. We have 90 seconds till the after show. We will be doing... Hey, Peter... Would you like to come out today?
Would I?
Yes! Peter, you're coming out.
Hey, everybody. This is Peter the Penguin.
And today we will be doing some calls. But before I do, I want to make an announcement that you can vote for your favorite Sota battle in... poll today. We have a poll for which Soda Battle should be next. If you want to do that, you got to go to at King Ed Undead and look at the pinned tweet that states which Soda Battle should be next.
I'm not a retard, you son of a bitch, you shut up!
But here you go. You go to this status. And you can vote which Soda Battle should happen. You can vote for Dr. Pepper versus Coca-Cola, Whiteout versus Livewire, Fanta versus Crush, or Crystal Pepsi versus a mystery soda. Anyways, we are now in the after show, and we will be taking your calls. So here we go with Penguin Graffiti. Which start? 111, Penguin Graffiti.
Penguin Graffiti?
Penguin Graffiti. Yes.
So that's what we're calling this?
Yeah, this is Penguin Graffiti. Yes, I share Coca-Cola.
Nice little engineer you've got there, freaking tard.
I'm not an engineer, you son of a bitch! I don't know nothing! Boo! Shut up!
863, Penguin Graffiti.
Ho, ho, ho! I know you're from the North Pole, Peter.
I am not from the North Pole, Santa Claus! I am from the South Pole! You shut up! Stop!
111, Penguin Graffiti.
Something funny when you walk down the street, you're in Coontown. You look and see garbage all over the street, you're in Coontown.
Wait, what? Goontown? That is awesome song. That sounds awesome. Anyways, we had another vote. So far, 20 votes have gotten in for the Witch Soda Battle should be next. And that is good. Anyways, we're going to continue our Penguin Graffiti. 111, Penguin Graffiti.
Penguin Graffiti. Nice little show name, you tired? Stop ripping off Ghost.
I'm not waking up Ghost, you stupid bitch! Hey! You're stupid!
I don't care if I rip Ghost. It was Epi's idea. It was not mine.
Is you with your Penguin Graffiti.
Hey, he came up with random vandalism. Anyways, 863, Penguin Graffiti.
Hey there, Peter. It's Edna. Look, I know you're from the North Pole. Also, bring me some smokes.
No, I don't want to bring you no smokes, Edna. I'm a nut. I'm a nut.
No. I will not bring smokes. Anyways. 111, you are Eric.
And I want to be free, hell with NAACP. I don't drink, I don't cuss, I want to ride on the front of the bus. I'm an Alabama nigger, and I want to be free, hell with NAACP.
Alabama nigger, NAACP. Yeah. Anyways, thank you for a song. 111, Penguin Graffiti.
Hey, Peter. How's the North Pole? I guess it's cold, huh?
Wait, how is what today?
How's the North Pole?
The North Pole?
God, I'm not in the North Pole! I'm in the South Pole, you son of a bitch! Shut up!
863, Penguin Graffiti.
It's Edna again. I'm still waiting for my smoke, and you're still from the North Pole. I know it.
No, I'm not! I'm from the South Pole! You're getting right!
Eddie, am I from the North or the South Pole?
You're from the South Pole.
Thank you very much. I'm from the South Pole. Woo! It's cold over there. 111, Penguin Graffiti. One, what are you doing? You puking? You're being weird. You are weirdo, 111. Anyways, 111, Penguin go Phoebe.
Hey, Peter.
Grant.
I'm feeling a little hungry right now. I'll have 2 number 9s and number 9 large and number 6 with...
No! You can't do this! Oh, this is not a Penguin point!
You're not a Penguin point. This is a Penguin with BP. You read wrong. You have wrong business. Please try again at the tone. 863, Penguin with BP.
Hello there, it's Edna once again. I'll have 2 number 9, a number 9 large.
No, shut up! I'm tired of these orders! Get them out! Oh, you... oh, 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 oh! Ah! Ah!
That's not nice. 111, Penguin with BB.
Number 7, 2 number 45, 1 with cheese.
No! You son of a bitch!
That's not nice! You can't do that anymore. That was not nice. Enough with the bottle orders! Stop it and not a Penguin point! You are not going to get any more of your Penguin blasts. Or no tenderloins or Penguin burgers. You are not going to get that. You will not get Penguin's favorite burger or Penguin's favorite chicken pork tenderloin or whatever. Anyways, 111, Penguin with Phoebe.
So, how about some Penguin fries, a Penguin burger, a North Pole milkshake?
No! Shut up! You son of a bitch! You will not order from Penguin Point in this Penguin Graffiti! I told you! It's Penguin Graffiti! I swear to God! I will wring your neck! I will blow! Oh! Oh!
863, Penguin Graffiti.
It's Edna again. I want to order something from, the Penguin store. So I'll have 2 number 9s, a number 9 large.
No, you will not! I swear! Stop it! Stop it! Oh! I swear I'm gonna end this shot!
Oh. And yet, hurt beat. Hey, Palmer, what are you doing?
I'm just here watching you.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'm just here. Listen, Peter. Calm down. They're just orders. They possibly have the wrong number.
No, they don't, Palmer. They don't.
But what if it's just the wrong number and they just want to call a McDonald's? Because that's where Gary Johnson goes.
You shut up about Gary Johnson, you're not a man, you stupid pelican! You stupid pelican! Get out!
Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm going to wing your neck! I'm going to
make your flappy beak look more flappier once I rip a hole in it.
I don't think you could do that. Because you are a retarded penguin.
Oh, you shut up! You shut up!
Oh, really?
No! Shut up!
Which car haven't I taken yet? Okay. Okay, 111, Penguin.
1 with cheese, 2 number 9, 9 large. A number 6 with extra dip.
Whatever, shut up!
They just have the wrong number. They're trying to call a McDonald's.
You shut up, Palmer! You shut up!
Palmer, are you going to be doing stuff later? maybe you should take my place. Or maybe I should just end the show, because obviously the show's going to end in like 5 minutes automatically. So I do want to say that tomorrow I'll let Peter host his own show for 30 minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Not fair. I want to be in the spotlight too, Eddie.
Okay, then. I guess you could be in the spotlight too, Palmer, but I don't know. Palmer, do you want to be his engineer?
Oh, no. Why? I don't want to be the engineer.
What if we flipped a coin for it? Heads, you become the engineer. Tails, you don't. Hold up.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to... There we go. It's heads, you become the engineer.
No. No.
I don't know, man. Listen. You get to be the engineer for now, all right? So anyways, show tomorrow. If Ghost doesn't do a show tomorrow, it will be at 6. If not, tomorrow's show will be at 11 p.m., and that's at Eastern, 10 p.m. Central. If Ghost doesn't do a show, 5 p.m. Central. So make sure to stay tuned for that. Thanks for the people who called in and whatever. Yeah, that retarded penguin doesn't know anything about being racist. So anyways, see y'all in the next episode of whatever. Bye-bye.